Starting 8-3, this is Melissa Montana, and this is Conversations. We're going to talk about something I think impacts most of us now, since we work with computers and we're always hunched over, sitting at a desk, and whatever it is, we're looking down a lot, even if we're on our phones. I thought it would be a great idea to talk about something that I've seen called tech neck. So you might have tech neck and say, ouch, I am in a lot of pain. So I have a therapist here, a physical therapist that's an expert through Parkview. Dave Gerardo is going to give us some great insight. So Dave, tell me what you are helping people with, you think, right now more than ever when they are dealing with something like tech neck.
Yeah, you know, just like what you said, with how much we rely on digital technology, We can never get away from our screens. So we're just so tied to it all. And really, it comes down to how best can we not only set ourselves up, but can we also get away from those screens a little bit more? It doesn't mean we have to ignore the screens completely.
Yes.
But how do we incorporate some breaks and incorporate some movement? Because that's some of those things beyond the setup That can really help how your neck feels.
Oh, I think that's a good idea. Yes, you said sitting there for hours and hours, and maybe even emotionally, it's probably a good idea. I thought you're getting ready to step on some toes here, because we probably need to get away from the technology just for a breather alone emotionally, and then to think physically it impacts you. What are some things you suggest if we're hunched over the computer a lot and we need some relief?
Yeah, so I think first you can pay attention to your setup. If you're using a computer, the number one thing would be raising your chair, lowering your chair, just so that when your arms are relaxed down by your side, your elbows are about level with the keyboard.
Okay.
So that's one aspect that can affect your neck based off how you're looking.
Sure.
The other thing is keeping your keyboard and your mouse close. I think a lot of times we see people overreaching in front of us, which actually rounds your shoulders, puts more stress and tightness into your neck.
Okay.
So keeping the keyboard closer keeps your arms by your side and just helps you stay in a little better position.
Okay, makes sense.
Finally, the other last little bit is, where is that monitor height? So ideally, you want to have the top of the screen level with your eyes. And a lot of times we see those screens too low, which causes you to kind of look down while you're typing or viewing the screen. So you just want to try to get that top of the screen level with your eyes. And, you know, with a lot of the different workforce or even at home using a laptop, that becomes a huge issue. So sometimes we need to use external, like wireless mouses, wireless keyboards, so that maybe you can raise that screen, but then you can keep that keyboard and mouse in a better position on the desk.
Oh, I think those are great ideas. So a lot of times, though, we're sitting in our chair at the desk and the computer screen's a little bit above us. Is that bad? You're saying kind of at eye level, but what if it's above us?
Yeah, so it's kind of the opposite effect. Instead of it being too low and you look down, when it's a little too high, you're actually tilting your head backwards, which will tighten up all of those muscles in the back of your neck that can contribute to a lot of the headaches and a lot of the eye strain that we have. So trying to bring that screen down just so that it is level with the top of your eyes, that is kind of like that best position for just to prevent both up and down.
Okay, so you've probably stepped on a lot of our toes today, because we don't have it at the right level. And if we get that at the right level, then we won't be in so much pain. Is that the same too if you're standing, like you have a standing desk, same level?
Yep, same level. Ideally, the standing position, whether you're sitting or standing, from the waist above is all the same positioning.
Okay.
That you want to shoot for.
All right, that's good news. Thank you so much for that. We're going to put some of your information too on my Conversations page. You can listen to this or even share this conversation with someone else you know is probably hunched over a little too much. Might be for you too. Dave, thank you so much for your expertise. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
You can find out more at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.